Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. It is 5:30 Eastern Time here in New York. It's Friday night, and the work week is officially over for most people, we hope. Hope everyone's got some good plans going on for the weekend. We made it through another week, and we are getting through February here. End of February, thankfully, and we're hopefully on to warmer days to come. Tonight, I am very excited and ready to have back on the show Sharon Moyer of His Radiant Glory. Sharon, welcome back to the show. Sharon, are you there? And it seems we might have lost Sharon. She was on the line. Let's see what we got going on here. And Sharon, are you there? All right. We seem to have lost Sharon for the moment. But let's see. Let's see if Sharon can try. Sharon, can you hear me? All right. Sharon, we're going to have you try to call back in. See what happened. She was literally just there on the line with us. Sharon?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, perfect. We lost you for a minute there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Must be my phone.
No problem. So, Sharon, welcome back to the show. This is part five now of an extended series that we're doing with you. Thankfully, we're going to have you back on again in a couple weeks. And so, Sharon, you know, we've heard so much about, you know, all the extraordinary things that you do on a daily basis, and I always joke around with you about the amount of time that you must have for yourself, and I know you and your husband are very busy all the time, constantly on the move and on the go, and doing a lot of good things for a lot of people, so I'm very excited to welcome you back to the show. For everybody
Thank
that's just
you.
Joining us, Sharon, why don't you fill everybody in a little bit about yourself, and catch everybody up that might be joining us for the first time tonight.
Okay, I've authored 6 books, published books, through Glorybound Publishing. And I guess we're still connected, is that right?
Hello.
And I have 6 books I've had published.
Mm-hmm.
I started writing in 2004, and my husband would print them out as booklets. That's how I started writing. And then I became published in 2011. I met my publisher. And also, I have had a background of fashion modeling and beauty pageants, where I was choreographer and judge of several beauty pageants. And also, I was recently in the Women of Distinction magazine by Covington's Who's Who from New York, as top 100 Women of Distinction magazine in the November issue. And also in Empire Top 150 Outstanding Women, Empire Publishing Directory, which I just received. And so I do that. And also I was selected as also as Renaissance Woman of the Year for 2016 by Empire Publishing.
Very nice. That's huge.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that. And I sing with the cruise ship at Princess with our band, AR. And I also do band events here in our community here near Las Vegas. So I'm busy all the time, you're correct. And I'm also doing concerts with the Corleers, too.
Very cool. Now, what was the most recent event that you had going on as far as the performances?
Okay, I did Anthem's Got Talent, which was in January of 2016. And also I did, I've been doing quite a few different events with the band, where I sing classic songs in our community at the country club out here.
Very nice. Now, I know you have a particular favorite artist, right, that you like to sing the songs of?
I do, yes I do. And that's Patsy Cline. Of her,
nice.
I love her music, and I enjoy singing it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Now, what is it about her music that really resonates with you?
I think because my mom really loved her music, and she always wanted me to sing her style, and now I'm singing it. So I guess that's why I really like it.
Sure. And so now you and your husband have really this amazing story of how you met, you know, back when you guys were both very young.
Yes, I do.
And I love the way that the two of you seem to support each other through all your different ventures, and your husband seems super supportive of your writing. Obviously, I mean, if he was the one, you know, really first putting it together as the pamphlet for you, right?
Yes, he did. Yes,
now,
we met each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead.
We met each other at a disco in Las Vegas downtown in the Fremont Street. Actually, my mom met him at the Golden Gate Casino. She was sitting next to him at the bar. And they started talking, and she told him all about me. I was across the street dancing in a disco. So he wanted to meet me, so they came across the street, and I met him. We were married 5 months later, and we have two children, a daughter and a son.
And so when you guys first met, what were you thinking as far as, you know, what you were going to do for your career and for your life? Was it, you know, did you always kind of know?
Not really. I've always wanted to be a writer, but I wasn't even starting to write at that time. And I really did not know what I was going to do. And I just knew that I was happy to find a handsome Marine, my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy to be married to him. And so that's why I was just totally fulfilled.
That's good to hear. So the two of you are very... very religious, right? And you have very strong faith. Now, was there ever a time in your life that you think that faith was tested?
Oh, yes, definitely. We all go through trials and everything, but God has always brought us safely through, and he's taken us in many places, and we were able to help other people because of the things we have gone through. And we're still doing that today. I'm mentoring women that have gone through trauma in my home twice a month. And so I love doing this. I love sharing my books, especially Outpouring of Healing, which is all about reaching out to these women that are in trauma and mentoring them.
And so, I know we've gone over some of the things that you've, you know, that you, the ways that you help these women, but you know, I'm always curious to know, you know, how your approach to different traumatic situations when it comes to, you know, I mean, because you hold these sessions in your house, right?
I do, yes.
So is there a different approach that you need to take to a particular scenario that a woman tells you about?
Well, I think you're always gentle with them. You're never harsh or angry or anything like that. You just let the love of Jesus flow through you to the women and tell him how much he loves them and he forgives them and he restores them. And they have had new beginnings in their lives through these meetings, which I'm thankful to God for.
Now, how long have you been doing this for?
Since 2003, when my friend Becky, who lives in Mississippi, who also took this same outreach to women to her state, and we started in 2003 called Healing Streams, and it's been going now for about 13 years. I've been teaching in my home for about 3.5 years now.
Wow. And... have you ever, and your husband obviously is super supportive of this as well, right?
He certainly is. He does everything and helps me with everything still. I'm still writing booklets now about the restoration of America and healing that needs to take place in America.
Now, would you like to elaborate on this, on what you're working on here?
Okay. I started writing in last year, 2015, in January. And I've written almost every day since then. I have over 300 booklets that I've written in 1 year. And it's because I have a heart to see America restored. I know America's gone through a lot, and, of course, New York City with 9/11 and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray for America, and I pray for New York City every day because I want to see healing and restoration in our country and strong leadership. So I write these booklets.
And so,
and they're such nice lives. Uh-huh.
With you now, right now, with the way that the whole election is going on, I mean, do you have a particular stance that you support, or is it, you know, more of who wants the best for the country, or, you know, how do you stand with everything that's going on today?
Well, truthfully, I really felt strongly back 5 years ago. I received a word that Donald Trump would be a trumpet, God's trumpet to America, a warning to America,
really?
A voice. Yes, I did, and it actually has come to pass.
I
told several people, and they could not believe it, you know, when I told them 5 years ago. And now it's happening. So I believe I did hear from God at that time.
You know, it's funny because I think that's certainly where we're headed right now, right?
I think so, too. And I see that he really cares for the people in America. And that's what matters.
Now for you, right?
Yes.
Do you feel that like media and pop culture sometimes takes emphasis off of what's really important in life?
I certainly do. I'm not excluding you, of course, but you're more positive, and I like positive media.
Of course,
nothing negative.
Right.
No, we don't need negativity.
No, absolutely. You know, the thing about it, I think, is that, you know, unfortunately, controversy and negativity sell. So I think that's why the people, you know, they go for that.
That's true, yeah.
Now, with your books, and again, I know that they cover a lot of different topics, and people, you know, can really flock to a lot of different ideas, which is great. Do you have one in particular that you hold closest to your heart?
It's hard to say. I really love the outpouring of healing because that's the beginning of the healing outreach that I started for mentoring women in trauma. Mm-hmm. And that's my fourth book. And I just recently had one published with the cover of the Golden Gate Bridge and a beautiful sunset called Latter Rains of Glory. And, of mm-hmm. course, my mother met my husband at the Golden Gate Casino, and it's the Golden Gate Bridge on the cover here. And I have a heart to see San Francisco really have revival and just have total restoration there, and the whole nation too. And in Explosive Prayer, my second book, my husband and I actually ministered to the women on the streets in Phoenix, Arizona several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw some really changes in their lives. And we were in great danger at the time because there were a lot of people that were coming against us and everything. But we were there to help those women that were on the streets. And that's why I do write about that in the last chapter of my Explosive Prayer book. And so I've had a heart for these women for many years. And so also... The Letter Rings of Glory, I talk about the Butterflies on Fire, which is my first booklet, and about the inmates. The testimony of the inmates we knew in the prison ministry, several years, we were there for 10 years in California. My husband would speak to them, and I would sing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually baptized 99 inmates in 2 years.
Wow.
And so we saw a lot of good changes, positive changes with their lives and everything. And it was really inspirational just to be a part of that, too.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, what I find so interesting about, you know, about the work that you guys do is it really seems like there's no limit to who you guys are willing to help and who you're willing to speak with. I mean, it's really,
that's
really
true.
Extraordinary.
Well, thank you.
Now,
we do love,
now,
love it.
Where did you, I mean, who would you say kind of influenced you mostly throughout your life? I mean, and as far as your career path too, and I mean your just life path in general.
Okay, I would say my mom, because she always encouraged me to pursue my dreams, and also my husband too. He's always been there to support me in anything I would do.
Mm-hmm.
We support each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to share with you also, we were just on a television talk show. They interviewed us in our home here at SCA TV
about how long
we've been married, and it was like a Valentine special called Anthem
very
Alive.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, Anthem Alive, where that's where you live, right?
That's in the area of Anthem we live in, just outside of Las Vegas in Henderson.
Very nice. And so how far outside of Las Vegas is Anthem?
It's not very far, maybe 15, 20 miles. But it's connected.
Oh, wow.
They're all connected.
Yeah. And have you guys ever, I mean, you guys travel so much. I'm curious. Do you have a favorite spot outside of your hometown there that you love going to?
We love to go to San Diego. That's our getaway place. We spent a year ago at Christmas, we spent there, and it was wonderful. And
very nice.
So we left San Diego.
How far is that from you?
I would say probably less than 400 miles.
So you guys, do you guys typically fly there or drive there then?
We drive there.
Nice.
All right.
And your children don't live in Vegas, right?
No, one lives in Northern California. My other our daughter lives here in Las Vegas. She worked at the Venetian Palazzo Hotel in the finance department.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Well, that's good. I mean, at least, you know, you still have, at least one out of the two children nearest you.
That's right. That's right.
That's great. Well, I mean, I'm sure, obviously, that you and your husband probably, instilled great family values into what you guys have and your children.
We've tried to, I know.
Now, how supportive are they, or your children, of the work that you guys do, too?
Well, they're very glad we're doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they want us to go and enjoy cruising and things that we like to do.
Mm, sure. So with the cruises that you guys are going on, where do these cruises typically travel to?
We've been to Hawaii, we've been to Mexico, Riviera, and we're going to Ensenada and also the coastal part of California in October, where I'll be singing with the band again.
Nice. That's so when you get to perform on these cruise ships, how does that work for you? Do you perform nightly? Do you perform multiple times a day? I mean, how does that work?
Mostly in the late afternoons and the evenings, I would say. Sometimes even midnight. It would depend, on
that. Mm-hmm. And do they pay you to be singing on it? Do you get to go attend some of the cruise stuff discounted or anything like that?
Well, we get certain discounts. We do with our cruise director and everything.
So that's that's got to be great. That's a good perk.
It is.
Now, have you traveled outside of to other continents? Have you had the chance to maybe travel to like Europe or anything like that?
No, I would love to. We have gone to Canada 3 times, and I sing and dance there several times.
Very nice. Yeah. What parts of Canada have you gotten to?
Alberta, Canada, and also Toronto, Canada.
Very cool. Anything that you really that stood out in your mind as something that you really liked up there?
Oh, I really enjoyed Toronto. I was very impressed with the city and the beauty of it and everything.
Yes, I've definitely heard how nice Toronto can be. I'm assuming you didn't go up there during the winter time, right?
No, it was the summer. No.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get up there myself, and it's one of those things. I don't really want to go up there when it's too cold.
No, I would not.
So, speaking of of the traveling that you've done, do you get people from all over the place that kind of seek your help?
From the traveling? They are always asking us about writings and things like that. And
right.
We could help them write a book or something,
Sure, yeah. Now, what are the best ways that you've seen? I mean, has your publisher, have they helped you guys to get the word out?
They have. They have us on their website and everything, Glorybound Publishing. And they have a bookstore, and also we've been in another bookstore in Missouri, and then my books have been in a Bible college in Tallahassee, Florida. So our books are out there, mine and my husband's.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's great.
So, yeah, and I've been selling quite a lot of them lately, which is good.
That's really good, yes. That's always very good. Now, your husband, how many books does he have out?
He only has the one called Bulldog Faith, and shares something about his Marine experiences. This line.
Right, which I'm sure is that's got to be a pretty fascinating story too.
It really is, and I worked with President Kennedy, mm-hmm. you know, and was stationed there and everything. And
wow. Now, that I know that time of your in both of your life was one of those things that you know you had to really rely on your faith, right? I mean, when he was in was it the Vietnam War?
Yes, he was. That's right.
So that was, I mean, I know that was probably a very hard time for you, I mean, and for him obviously too, but, you know, how did you stay strong during that?
I think that's when we really began to depend upon God at that time because of all the war and everything going on and the separation and everything. It was really hard.
Yeah.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears, you might say. And later on, we begin to write about these things, and it's helped a lot of people.
I'm sure. I mean, you know, I know, and it's obviously still is, it has to be relevant today because of what's going on in the world that, you know, there's
That's
people
right.
that really are struggling with that, with, you know, with,
That's
with
right.
loved ones overseas. Do you ever get people, you know, women that come to you and talk to you about their husband being away?
Yes, I do. In fact, that's my heart, is to reach out to the military-wise mm-hmm. with my books and with mentoring them, too, and seeing them restore, because I know what it's like to go through the traumas of war and everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you say to someone that, you know, that said, you know, what are some of the go-to things that people can do to really keep their sanity, keep their faith in that time?
Well, I believe my books would really help a lot myself, and because I talk about how we can learn to not worry, but just walk in faith and not in fear all the time, and hide the word of God in our hearts that we will not be afraid, and trust God, not lean on what we think, but what we see within the word of God, because he is faithful, and he promised to never leave us or forsake us. So I know it got me through, and I can get many. It can help other women get through too.
Absolutely, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do you? I mean, this might be a silly question, but do you charge when people come to you for the speaking sessions or no?
When they come over to my home, no, I do not. If they want to purchase my booklets, that's fine, or books, whatever.
Sure.
And I have little butterfly pens, which are very uplifting, handmade by my friends, and they're glitter butterflies. And so that encourages them, too, if they want them. But no, I don't charge unless I'm asked to go on a motivational speaking engagement. And then, of course, I would then, whatever they are wanting to charge, you know.
Very cool. I mean, and again, one more thing that people, you know, should know about. I mean, this is something that, you know, you just do from the goodness of your heart, it sounds like. So it's very incredible. Now, what is it about the speaking sessions that you love most? What gives you the most joy?
I just love teaching from my books and building people up and encouraging them and motivating them. And also, I love singing worship songs and singing all kinds of songs. And I enjoy teaching dance workshops and healing seminars and all this, too, which I really love. And so I guess that would be what I enjoy the most about it. And then also
and
promoting
guys,
my CD. Uh-huh.
You guys actually, you do get to sing with your sessions, too, the women involved. Everybody gets into a little bit of music, too.
Oh, yes, I always have music and sing with the music and lead them in to the presence of God. And also I have my books and I teach from them and I pray for their needs where they're going through traumas and all that. I mentor them.
Do you guys, I'm curious now, does the session last, you know, hours or how does that kind of work?
Only about an hour and a half. That's all on Wednesday nights. Yes.
Oh, so typically a Wednesday night is when you do it. And do you have a limit to the amount of people that you'll like to typically have in the session?
No, everyone's welcome. All women are welcome that would like to come. Mm-hmm.
And do you find that it's easy to keep everyone supportive of one another, you know, in this, you know, in spite of how the stories come out and how much one person particularly needs as much as focus?
They really support each other, and we're very close, almost like sisters. And I would say it's great how they're coming together and they're coming in unity and they help each other. And I think it's great they do that, you know.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, the support system is super helpful.
It is.
Now, what does your husband do while you're putting on these sessions? Does he help out in any way, or does he kind of maintain to himself?
He might help with the refreshments or something, but he also works on my booklets or his books or whatever on
right.
the computer while I'm busy doing
sure.
that. And he's going to start working with the TV studio, too, as a cameraman. So,
oh, very cool.
He's very gifted in that.
That's great. So I got to ask, Sharon, as we're winding down to the last couple of minutes
okay.
of tonight's show, what inspires you the most?
I would say probably the writings that I do, because I really love reading the Word of God. It's in my writings. And I just appreciate having my husband and being with him. And he inspires me, too, I would say, and my children.
And if you could do anything differently in your life, would you have changed a thing?
Really think so, because I love our family, and I'm thankful for all the blessings that we've had. So, no, I don't think so.
I certainly wouldn't think you would. And,
thank you.
And Sharon, I got to say, too, if people are listening and they want to reach out to you and find out more information, what are the best ways?
Okay, probably through my website, which is www.hisradiantglory.com, and it lists the books and everything. And then I have our publisher is Glory Bound Publishing, www.glorybound.publishing.com. And then, of course, phone number, I would say the cell phone number is 702-327-4778. And the home number is 702-367-7878. And, of course, on Empire Publishing, because I am connected with them, and also CMC.
Sharon, we're going to be having you back on the show in about 2 weeks' time. And, you know, again, it's been a pleasure having you on the show for tonight's episode and for the past episodes. And really, you know, again, I love being able to be a part of sharing your story and really getting it out
Thank
there
you.
To people.
I've enjoyed it, too.
And so, Sharon, do you have anything very quickly just to leave us with tonight?
I would just say just walk in faith and not in fear, and you can make it through this life, but you've got to keep your mind on good things and not on negativity. Keep your eyes upon positive things.
That's right. That's what we're all about here at CMC, too. So,
uh-huh.
again, Sharon, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, and we will talk to you again in about 2 weeks' time.
Thank you, Rob. Good night.
All right. Well, from everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying we'll see you soon. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Okay.